No, God, no. Not very good in the first half on the offensive side of the ball. I thought our defense and our special teams played really, really well. And I told him after the game, at some point in time, we're going to have to rely on everybody to win games. And those guys kept us in it because it could have been a lot worse. You know, we blocked a field goal. We put them on a short field offensively. We put the defense on the short field a few times and let them, you know, move down the field on us. And we fortunately regrouped in the second half offensively and got a chance to get out of there with a victory. But there's a lot of real good teaching points that we'll have when we get these guys back and get ready for the Colts game.
What was going on offensively?
We just weren't hitting open receivers. We weren't putting the ball on people. We weren't running the ball like we know the way we normally run the ball. It was, you know, everything. The run game wasn't working. Pass game wasn't working. Guy calling plays wasn't working. So we got straightened out in the second half, though. I thought they did a good job. You know, that's always the fear when you have a 46-man roster. I think everybody has two people up. We had two offensive linemen up, you know, Molk and Gardner. And when Allen went down and then Evan went down, obviously, you got to play with those guys. So, you know, most of their practice time, Gardner's practice time has been on the left side. But we've got enough reps for him on the right side, and he felt good about it. Molk, almost extensively since Julian went down, has been at center. So to have him throw in there at guard, I think obviously, it was not the way you wanted it, but I thought those guys went out there and competed. So,
how you talk about making a change, spark that Darren Sproles game, especially that first touchdown, seemed to wake you guys up.
It did. You know, we got to a tight down 17. You know, felt like we had to go for it on fourth down, and you know, you don't think you're going to get a touchdown out of that. You're hoping you just convert, keep the chains moving. We're trying to get some momentum to jump back on our side, and when you know, the thing I've said since the first chance we had a chance to set our eyes on him is that he's a really good runner. I think people always looked at him as a receiver, but we've looked at him as everything. He can return, he can run, he can catch the ball, and he can certainly run. He's got a really good feel for what we're doing from a blocking scheme standpoint. So that was a huge jump start for us on that play. So,
how close were you to making a change at quarterback at halftime?
We didn't talk about that at all. So,
where do you go if one of the offensive linemen gets hurt? Do you go to the D-line?
We probably would. No, we'd have to go to a tight end because the D-line wouldn't know our calls. You know what I mean? So it would probably have to be Brent. If we got to that situation, because at least you could call a run play or a pass play and you would know what a D lineman has, you know, it's be no different than sending an offensive lineman over there. So probably a little bit easier for an offensive lineman to go over there, but we were hoping that situation doesn't come up again, but that's just part of the deal. So
when your quarterback gets frustrated, I mean, at one point he punched the ground, do you talk to him or is it kind of like a
pitch? Yeah, pitch? Bill talked to him. Coach Musgrave talked to him. I talked to him a few times, and I mean, I think I can see why he was frustrated. I was frustrated. I think everybody was frustrated. I heard a few fans that were frustrated too. Go figure. But they had every right. I mean, I was booing myself. So it's, I mean,
is it teaching points or is it more like keep your head up kind of stuff?
It's everything. You know, it's you know, I don't think you can just lose your mind out there. I think you just have to have composure and understand that it is a long game and things are there. It's not like things weren't there. You know, we had plays. We didn't change anything. If you watch a game, what we did from an out, there wasn't a huge change from a play call standpoint in terms of what we were doing in the second half that we were doing in the first half. You know, and we weren't throwing chairs or anything during halftime. It was just, hey, settle down. This is what they're giving us. They were, you know, they did exactly what we practiced. You know, exactly what we trained for. They played a lot more zone than man. But we were, you know, we trained against it. It was just a matter of executing, and we didn't execute very well in the first half, but fortunately for us, we executed in the second half. So,
what was the difference with the defense in the second half after giving up those big plays early?
I just think it was really two big plays. I thought really our defense played pretty well in the first half. There was a couple plays that went back on those two pass plays, but besides that, I thought overall our defense did a really good job. You know, the first thing we talk about is stop the run, make them a one-dimensional team, and force them into throwing it, and I think guys, Brandon and Trent and all those guys really created some pressure on the quarterback, so it was just a matter of, you know, we got two plays that, hey, credit to Jacksonville, they executed and we didn't execute. And but besides that, I thought overall our defense and special teams, I thought they played really well.
Can you take us through the Macklin touchdown? You know, had you tried that play earlier?
About five times.
Yeah.
So we finally got it. You know, if you watch film, we just run a vertical package against single high safety, and they leaned to one of the vertical routes, and the second vertical route cut down the field to Mac, and you know, Nick spotted him. We hit it, and we were down the field. So,
had Nick not seen it earlier?
I don't know. I mean, there's a couple pressure issues. Yeah, we got some more pressure in the first half than obviously we have, but we did hit it when we needed to hit it. So,
were you still seeing Nick accurate in the decision maker? We also have seen his pockets that he goes into.
pumps. Can you identify what happened during those times? Do you have any explanation?
No, I mean, we'll watch a film of them and go through it. I think the only other time I recall that was in the Dallas game, but I don't recall that in any other game, so I don't. Hopefully there's only been one other pocket. I don't think we have a multiple pocket situation. So.
What was Nick holding on to the ball too long?
I got to see all the film in those situations. So it's, you know, sometimes you can say, hey, he should have thrown it, but we're standing on the sideline, you know. Is he going through his progression? Where were we at that point in time? Did the receiver get off the jam and all that? It was a lot, again, it was a lot more zoned than man. So there were some holes in there in terms of being able to fit the ball in, but now there's pressure coming and all that. So all of it from the offensive standpoint is it's always a combination of everything. It's the protection. It's the decision-making at the quarterback. It's the receivers being in the right spot at the right time. So it was we all contributed to that.
He said there were no chairs thrown.
That we got to make a couple plays here and we'll be right back in it because our defense and special teams are playing really well right now. So.
Was it really more just about execution than changing everything up?
That's what it was. That's what we talked about. You know, we felt like when you looked at it, you get to look at pictures on the sideline and you kind of see there, you know, just kind of go through it. There was plays to be made there. We just didn't make them, you know. They did a good job with their rush, and they obviously got us off our spot a few times. So credit to them in terms of what they did. But, you know, if we do clean up our protection a little bit and give us time to throw against their zone, I think we thought we could execute. And fortunately for us, it worked. So.
Do you have any idea on the severity of?
I don't have anything. I literally, when we get, I usually get that afterwards. So, and then sometimes really it's just, it's not anything until they see the doctor tomorrow. So. I won't know anything, but I don't have anything right now. So
well, the fourth and one's rolled run, it seemed like you got to the line of scrimmage pretty quick to go for it on fourth down. At what point did you decide that you were going to go for it?
Just when Pat said it wasn't a first down. So Pat's giving me the down and distance as we're calling it. So, you know, usually it's quick when we get. Pat does a great job of getting it out. So it was, you know, not a first, fourth and one play call. You know, and I think our guys, we prepare for it. We train that way. So felt like at that point in time in the game, with 17-0, you know, we needed to generate something, and I was confident that we could hit it. And I thought Darren did a great job. We obviously did a real good job of getting the front set and getting it pointed up and getting ready to go. I don't think they were exactly dug in and ready to play for it, but, you know, that's one of the byproducts of what we do offensively, that sometimes you can get one of those things. So
it would be next up for Mathis if he just can't go
now. I don't know. We'll figure that all out when we, you know. Right now it's Moak, so you know we only have 7 up on game day, so we'll make adjustments in terms of if he's out for an extended period of time, what we have to do. You know, we've got 2 other guys that were down today, you know, and Dennis. And where does Matt Tobin come back? So I don't know, so it doesn't help anybody to speculate. So. What's that?
Feeling pretty good about your kicker situation after 51-yard field goal.
Yeah, I felt good. I felt good about him since he won the starting kicking job. You know, I've been around him every day, and I love his demeanor. I love his attitude. I love the way he approaches training. You know, he's a real serious guy. He's quiet, but he's very, very serious about his training and the stuff that people are seeing now in the stadium. Obviously, and what he did in the Jets game and then what he did in this game is what we've seen. You know, out on the practice field. So, you know, he's just got kind of a way about himself that I think gives confidence to everybody when we trot him out there. So.